Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles is in line to lead a national agriculture organization. Quarles was recently elected second vice president of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture during the recent meeting.
I was fortunate to be elected among my peers as the second vice president, which puts me in line to perhaps host the conference here in a few years. Commissioner Billy Ray Smith did this back in the early 2000s, so I'm fortunate to follow in his footsteps. And this organization is really policy-driven. They work Congress quite a bit, but it also makes sure that Kentucky has a seat at the table when discussing ag policy with our national and state leaders. So I'm really, really thrilled.
Commissioner Quarles says Kentucky is positioned in a good place for the future.
I don't know if there's ever been a time where Kentucky's in better position to have influence on the national farm bill. With having two conferees on those committees right now, we're obviously leading the way on industrial hemp. But it's also important to realize that Kentucky has agricultural presence in areas that people may not realize.
He adds the state's diversity continues to be a strength.
Kentucky exports cattle to Sudan. Obviously, we're big on bourbon. We have incorporated a tremendous equine industry in our state as part of our agricultural portfolio. And so we've got the diversity the other states don't. And right now, I'm so proud of our friends in the research communities of the Murray State, Western, UK, of course, and the extension offices. Everyone's working together to make sure that Kentucky's on the leading forefront of research.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Commissioner Ryan Quarles says he's hoping Kentucky can become a center of ag innovation.
We've developed a reputation, you know, over time as the go-to place, and there's actually conversations going on right now about what we can do better at the state level to attract ag startups. It may come to a surprise that over $10 billion has been invested in agriculture technology in just the past 18 months in the United States.
He adds the state is being noticed for the ability to attract young people into the agriculture field.
Now, one of the subjects of conversation at NASDO is just about the proliferation and increased number of young people starting to connect high technology with agriculture. And we would love for Kentucky to be that home, perhaps you could say, of the Silicon Valley of agriculture technology.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.